This we know. We are blessed with two minds. One of them sits inside space and generates our sense of time. Some call it our left brain. The other, sometimes referred to as our right brain, sits everywhere and everywhen else. Some of the time, our attention is focused on the detail. And some of the time, our head sits in the clouds and we lose ourselves in reverie and daydreams. The ancient Greeks knew this too. They had a god called Cronos, who looked after time and space. His counterpart was Kairos, who managed the heavens. When we get both sides of our brain working together, a certain type of magic happens. We are able to exercise control over our physical environment while simultaneously being deeply connected to our creative muse. We become both the observer and the director. We become the writer and the reader. We become the singer and the song. We become one. What's more, we become masters of time and are no longer enslaved by it. Time expands around the tasks we have to hand. Things get done when we want and how we want. Serendipity kicks in and Lady Luck arrives at our door. Does this sound like magic? Does it sound like a dream? When we learn to bend time, we also become masters of space too. We become both charmed and charming. Instead of pushing water uphill, we go with the flow. Life becomes enchanting again. This we know.